of Mert and Mort. Slowly the hours have ticked by, minute by minute, as Myrtle Spear waits to hear her fate in the murder trial of Ray Hunt. The jury is still out. When we last heard, there were 11 for conviction and just one vote for acquittal. A verdict is expected momentarily. What will it be? In just a moment, we'll go on with today's episode in the story of Mert and Marge. It is nearly two full days since the jurors retired for their deliberations. In the courtroom, a sensation-seeking crowd waits for them to return and deliver the brief message that will mean life or death to Myrtle Spear.
Say, they've been a long time, ain't they?
Yeah, look at the afternoon papers. Jury out 48 hours in Spear trial. Deadlock reported. Say, they must be having a terrific fight.
I don't know. You never can tell about chorus girls. I wonder if they're convicted. I suppose they let it go free. Gosh, I'm hungry. I haven't had my lunch since early. I got to go out and eat tomorrow.
Miss Spear?
Yes, Mr. Flanagan.
Now, take it easy, Miss Spear. I just wanted to tell you the jury ought to be coming in soon.
Okay.
You just get ready, and I'll call you when the time comes.
Oh. Liz, did you hear what the bailiff said? Did you hear him? They'll be coming in. Oh, Liz, do you suppose...
Now, don't start to take on, Miss Spear. Whatever they have to say will be all finished in a few minutes, and it'll probably be good news. So why get yourself all worked up?
Oh, do you suppose it will be good news, Liz?
Of course, Miss Spear. I shouldn't say that, of course, but will you just wait and see?
Oh, I hope you're right, Liz. I'm so tired of looking at these bare walls and these iron bars. You matrons must get sick of it, too.
Oh, it isn't so bad, Miss Spear. I get off at 3, you know, and... We've got a little house up in Yonkers.
Oh, it's pretty up in Yonkers, isn't it?
Yes, we live right near a park. And my little girl, the sick one, she's there every day.
Well, you have a little girl, Liz?
Oh, yes, I've got two of them.
That's so. How old are they?
Well, Dorothy's 8 and Bess is 11.
Uh-huh.
Bess had infantile paralysis, though, and she can't walk.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Liz, the poor kid.
Oh, she doesn't mind it. She hasn't walked since she was 4, but she sits in her wheelchair and can push herself around in the park. Of course, in the wintertime, she has to stay inside.
Oh, poor baby. I guess she knows what it's like to be a prisoner, too.
Yes, but she's just as cheerful, though. You'd never know to hear her talk that she was an invalid.
I guess maybe I'm not the only one that has trouble. But I'm so frightened, Liz.
Now, don't, please, Miss Spear. Well, the world is full of sadness, but it don't do any good to pull a long face about things. They always come out right in the end.
Oh, I hope you're right, Liz.
Of course I'm right, Miss Spear. Now, you just get hold of yourself and don't worry about what's going to happen when the jury comes back. You see, you'll be all right.
Oh, I hope so. That's what Mr. Arnold was telling me, but...
You know, my husband, if anybody's got a right to be sour on the world, that guy has. Huh. You know, he lost an arm in an accident.
Oh.
But he's just as cheerful all the time. When I come home in the afternoon, all wore out from a day down here and ready to scream over some of the things that have happened, he always says, "Now, Liz, you just forget all the bad in the world and try to think of the good."
Oh, and here I sit moaning over my troubles. I guess I'm an awful coward, Liz.
No, you're not, Miss Spear. I've seen lots of them in the same fix you're in, and I've seen them just go to pieces. Why, there was one woman here last month. They had her for shoplifting. Well, I never saw such a coward as that dame was. She'd just sit in her cell and scream. And I never saw the likes.
Well, what did they do to her?
Well, she was guilty, all right, but all she got was 3 months on the island. 3 months, mind you. And she'd stolen hundreds of dollars worth of goods. When they took her away, you'd think they was taking her to be electrocuted. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss Spear. Gee, I'm sorry.
Well, that's all right, Liz.
Well, I tell you... I'll see who it is.
How do you do, Mr. Arnold?
Good afternoon, Mary. It's Miss Spear. Oh, hello, Myrtle.
Hello, Jack.
How do you feel today?
Well, I did feel pretty awful, but Liz and I have been talking about things, and maybe I'm not so badly off after
all. That's the spirit. Well, we haven't long to wait, I think.
Oh, Jack, do you think
that... Well, one of the first things a lawyer learns, Myrtle, is that you never can tell what a jury will do. But I'm hopeful because they've been out so long. There's one woman on the jury I'm certain was convinced of your innocence, and she looked like the type who would fight to the last ditch for her beliefs. Now, if I'm right about her, and I think I am, well, I hope she and Torkelson will hold up the jury until they get a verdict of not guilty.
Oh, do you really think so, Jack?
Of course, that's purely guesswork, but I think my reasoning is sound. What do you think, Liz?
I never guess about juries, Mr. Arnold, but I have an idea you're right. You'll move for an appeal if it goes the wrong way, won't you?
Oh, yes, yes, surely. I think I can show prejudice on the part of Archer because I left the prosecutor's office, and Judge Casey's always been pretty friendly to me. I think he'd listen to reason. Mm-hmm.
Well, in any case, if you get a new trial, it'll be simple to get an acquittal, won't it?
Well, it usually isn't such cases, Liz. I feel pretty good about everything. I see you've got on your new dress, Myrtle.
How do you like it, Jack?
Oh, it's great. That's the most becoming dress I've ever seen on you, Myrtle.
I think it's beautiful.
Not too somber, with a gold belt and a gold bracelet.
No, of course not.
I'll see who
All right. Now, keep your head up, Myrtle. Everything will be all over in a matter of minutes. Yes, Liz?
Some of these reporters, Mr. Arnold. They want to know if they can come in and take some pictures of Miss Spears.
Well, tell them to wait till the verdict's returned, and then they can get a picture with a great big smile.
I hope you're right, Jack.
Of course I'm right. I've got a hunch. Listen, Myrtle, let's make a date. It'll take a day or two to straighten out all the formalities of releasing you after the verdict's returned. There'll be papers to sign and all that, and then you'll want a few days to rest up. But let's make a date for a week from tonight, and you and Margie and the rest of the girls and Clarence and Sonny Darnell, and, well, we'll have a little celebration party. What do you say?
Oh, I'm afraid you're counting your chickens before they're hatched, Jack.
Of course I'm not. This is a real hunch. What do you say? Is it a date?
All right, Jack. Week from tonight. Unless...
Don't say that, Miss Spear. Don't spoil it. You'll keep your date, all right.
Of course she will, Liz. A week from tonight. Where?
Well, how about the Pink Angel?
Hmm?
We've had so many good times there, and it'll be wonderful to go there for a celebration. Sort of a coming out party.
It'll be a real party, I promise you, Myrtle.
I'll go see you, too.
Oh, we'll have fried chicken. Margie likes fried chicken the way they fix it there.
Arnold,
yeah?
The man out here says he's a reporter. He says he's got a... He says it's important.
Tell him I'll talk after the verdict is brought in. I can't see him now, Liz.
Gee, I think I've had my picture made 1,000 times since this trial started. Mr. Hayfield ought to like that when I get back to the show.
Oh, I forgot. I saw Hayfield this morning.
You did? Mm-hmm. What did he say? Anything about me?
Practically the entire conversation was about you, Myrtle. Hayfield's convinced that you're going to be acquitted, and he has a big surprise for you when the show goes to Chicago.
Jack, really?
Mm-hmm.
A part in the show?
You bet. Isn't that great? Oh. Maybe your name in lights.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
It certainly will.
Oh, I hope nothing goes wrong now, Jack.
Oh, it won't. Now, don't you worry.
Mr. Arnold, I had an awful time with that reporter. He insisted on talking to you, but I shooed him away.
Oh, thank you, Liz.
But he had some real important news for you, Mr. Arnold.
Well, what was it?
Well, he said he was around by the side door, and a bailiff came out with that big woman on the jury. You know, the tall one with red hair.
What? Well, that's irregular procedure. Oh, Myrtle, that's the woman I was telling you about, the one I'm pinning a lot of our hopes on. Well, go on, Liz. What happened?
Well, they came out and got in a taxi. The reporter asked what was up, and the woman said her husband had been hit by an automobile, and he was in the hospital.
Oh, that's too bad.
The reporter said he asked how she could leave before the verdict was returned, and she said the verdict was in.
Oh, then it's all set. She won them over.
What makes you think that, Jack?
Well, look, they never would have let her out until the verdict was returned, of course. And if I'm any judge of what's happened, she put on a plea that brought the one or two holdouts over to our side, and sure, that's what happened. Myrtle, everything's all right.
I'll see you then. All right. Miss Spear, will you come now? The jury's coming in.
Oh, Jack.
Heads up now, Myrtle. This is the last time you'll have to do it. Everything will come out all right in just a minute or two.
Jack, please.
Here, take my arm, Myrtle. Come on. Oh, you look wonderful in that dress. Come on now, honey. Make an entrance. Yeah, sit right down here, Myrtle. I'll keep your head up. You have nothing to be ashamed of. This is your vindication before the eyes of all these people. Play up now. Play up. Here comes the judge.
All rise. Hear ye, hear ye. This court is now in session.
Is the jury ready, Mr. Clerk?
Yes, Your Honor. All right, bailiff.
Oh, Jack, I can't stand the suspense. I'm going to scream.
Keep your head up, Myrtle. Everybody's watching you. This is your big moment. Now play up to it.
What if they...
They won't. Now sit up straight and smile. Smile. Look, there's Margie and Clarence and the gang there in the second row. Now come on, smile.
I'm so sorry, Jack. I'm trying to make it. There.
That's the girl. Now hold it. Play up.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict in this case?
We have, Your Honor.
There are only 11 jurors in the box. What's become of the other one?
Your Honor, Mrs. Lane's husband was struck by an automobile and she was called to his bedside.
She cast a ballot?
Yes, Your Honor.
And she concurs in your verdict?
Yes, Your Honor.
Will you read the verdict, Mr. Clerk?
Let me have the envelope, please, Mr. Foreman. Thank you. We, the jury, find the defendant, Myrtle Spear, guilty.
Guilty. The jury has found Myrtle Spear guilty of murder. It seems impossible, but that's the verdict. And in New York State, there is only one penalty. Only a miracle can save poor Myrt. Be sure to listen to the next thrilling episode in the story of Myrt and Marge. This is Andre Baruch speaking.